Welcome to our exploration into the source material today. Imagine your top developer just delivered a six-month project in, like, exactly 17 days. You would be thrilled, right? You're probably thinking the AI investment just paid for itself.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. But there is this really counterintuitive reality here. That developer might have actually just created a massive knowledge debt, one that leaves your company way more vulnerable than it was before.
Wait, really? Vulnerable how?
Well, it's a paradox we're unpacking from the latest strategic insights from Codevine's leadership. Specifically, we're looking at CEO Wells Burke and CRO Dan Swartz. They have identified this fundamental flaw in how companies implement AI, and they call it the gap.
The gap, right.
Yeah.
So, like, the space between being AI active and, well, actually being AI productive.
Exactly. People are using the tools, sure, but the company itself isn't getting smarter. So right now, most organizations are effectively, you know, AI blind.
Okay, walk me through that. Because if my developer finishes a project in record time, how on earth is that a loss? I mean, the work is done, right? The code is sitting right there in the repository.
The output is there, yeah. I mean, we have 30 years of systems to share outputs, you know, things like Git for code or CI/CD pipelines. But the actual thinking that led to that 17-day miracle, that is just gone.
Oh, because of the way they're using the AI.
Right. She likely used an agentic workflow, so she coordinated multiple AI agents to handle subtasks, and she figured out the prompting architecture, so the specific sequence of instructions, and she navigated failure patterns where the AI got stuck.
And let me guess, all that brilliance is just sitting in a local Claude.md file or just locking her head.
Spot on. When she closes her IDE, the organization captures absolutely zero of that methodology.
So it's kind of like a relay race where the first runner finishes in record time, but they just forget to pass the baton. They walk home with it, and the next runner has to start from the very beginning.
That is the perfect analogy. They aren't building on her speed at all. They were just starting over from scratch.
Yeah.
And what's really wild is that the tech industry is actually confessing to this exact problem through the way they price things.
Wait, confessing? What do you mean by that? Like how Copilot or Cursor or Gemini charge, you know, $20 a month?
Yeah, think about why they charge per seat. Per-seat pricing is actually a statement of belief. It basically says we believe the value of AI only accrues to the individual.
Ah, I see. Because enterprise software usually moves from the individual unit to the organizational unit, right? Like the whole shift to SaaS.
Exactly. But by design, these AI tools create private silos. So if you buy a seat, you're really just renting a faster pair of hands for one person. Organizational intelligence is a completely different category of value than just individual productivity.
Okay. But if we're buying seats for individuals, are we like accidentally preventing the organization from actually learning? Because organizational intelligence kind of sounds like a corporate buzzword for, you know, just more meetings.
It's not just a buzzword, though, because without capturing the how, you literally can't scale. If that developer leaves or just goes on a two-week vacation, the miracle completely stops.
Right, because nobody else knows the specific prompting architecture she used.
Exactly. And you end up stuck in this cycle of shadow AI, which, by the way, about 56% of employees are already doing. They are using unauthorized AI tools because the official ones don't capture their specific workflows.
Wow, 56%. So it's not just a security risk. It's a massive measurement failure. If I am a CFO, I'm paying for these seats, but I'm just seeing, what, token usage? API calls?
Yeah, and that is the ROI trap right there. Managers point to high token usage and say, look, people seem productive, but measuring tokens is like a construction foreman bragging about how many nails his crew dropped on the floor.
That is hilarious. So it's an activity metric dressed up as a value metric, kind of like counting keystrokes.
Exactly. A garbage prompt can burn 10 times more tokens than a brilliant, concise one. The CFO is going to come looking for real ROI, and people seem productive just won't cut it.
So we need an evolution here. Moving from just being AI active to AI visible, where you can see the workflows. And finally to AI productive, where that value is captured and compounded.
Precisely. The real competitive advantage isn't the AI tool itself. Everybody has access to the same tools. The advantage is the system that captures how your best people are actually using them.
Turning those individual breakthroughs into institutional knowledge.
I love that. So to wrap up our exploration today, here is a final thought to mull over. If your best developer left tomorrow, would your company actually be smarter because they were there? Or would you just be left with a pile of code and no idea how to replicate the breakthrough that created it?